Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Q3 and nine months FY25 earnings conference call for Vascon Engineers Limited, hosted by Stellar IR Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Akhilesh Gandhi from Stellar IR Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, sir. Mr. Akhilesh, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible now?
Yes, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I, Akhilesh Gandhi, on behalf of Stellar Investor Relations, welcome you all to Vascon Engineers Quarter 3 and nine months FY25 earnings conference call. We shall be sharing the key operating and financial highlights for the third quarter and nine months ended on December 31st, 2024. We have with us today the senior management team of Vascon Engineers Limited, Dr. Santosh Sundarrajan, he's the Group CEO, and Mr. Somnath Biswas, he's the Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin, I would like to state that this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements, which are completely based upon the company's beliefs, opinion, and expectation as of today. The statements made in today's call are not a guarantee of future performance and also involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statement to reflect developments that occur after the statement is made. Documents relating to company's financial performance, including the investor presentation, have already been uploaded on the stock exchange and the company's website. I now invite Dr. Santosh Sundarrajan to state his opening remarks on the company's performance for the third quarter and nine months. Then we will open the floor to Q&A session. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. I welcome you all to the earnings conference call of Vascon for the third quarter and nine months ended on December 31st, 2024. It has been an exciting and productive period for Vascon as we have made meaningful strides in our key focus areas of execution, financial discipline, and growth. The performance in Q3 FY25 showcased our resilience and adaptability in an evolving macroeconomic environment, with our efforts towards improving operational efficiencies playing a significant role in driving top-line growth. We reported a strong revenue growth of 48% year-on-year in Q3 and 37% in the nine-month period, driven by robust project execution in our engineering, procurement, and construction business. The EPC revenue grew by 48% year-on-year to 274 crore in Q3 FY25 and by 37% year-on-year to 664 crore in nine-month FY25. The outlook for the EPC segment remains highly promising, supported by a robust order backlog of 3,179 crore, nearly four times the FY2024 EPC revenue. Of this, rupees 2,715 crore pertains to external EPC projects, while rupees 466 crore is from internal projects, with approximately 78% of the orders coming from government projects. This ensures stable cash flows and facilitates efficient execution timelines. Execution is expected to gather further momentum in the coming quarters, leveraging the healthy order book and sustained operational efficiencies. Now, on the real estate segment, firstly, let me reiterate that the Ind AS accounting treatment in real estate can result in timing differences between the recognition of expenses and revenue, and therefore, in the light of lower revenue recognized in Q3 and nine months of FY25, the profitability has also declined as compared to previous year's corresponding period and quarter. However, in terms of our outlook in the segment, it remains favorable. We are excited to announce that our first redevelopment project, Om Sainath, located in Santa Cruz, Mumbai, received its RERA approval in the second week of January, and construction is underway. We are gearing up to officially launch the project in February, making significant milestones in our journey. Additionally, the Powai residential and commercial project is on track for launch in April 2025, while other projects are slated for FY2026. These launches are expected to contribute significantly to revenue in the coming quarters, and we remain optimistic about our business prospects in the year ahead. In nine months FY25, we achieved new sales booking totaling 47,658 sq ft, generating a sales value of 30 crore and a total collection of 39 crore. We remain optimistic about the trajectory of our real estate segment, supported by a strong pipeline of upcoming projects. Another key business update is on our subsidiary, GMP Technical Solutions. As you might be aware, we have successfully completed the divestment of our subsidiary in the previous quarter. We have received the net sales proceeds of 110 crores, further strengthening our financial position and enabling us to focus on core business growth. Coming to the financial performance of the company, let me start with the consolidated Q3 FY25 numbers. The company reported a total income of 298 crores as against 208 crores in the corresponding quarter last year, with a growth of 44% year-on-year. In Q3 FY25, the EBITDA stood at 24 crores as against 22 crores in the corresponding quarter last year. The EBITDA margin is at 8%. EBITDA margins declined on account of lower contribution from real estate business, while margins from EPC business remained stable at about 10 to 11%. Profit before exceptional items and tax stood at 17 crore versus 16 crore in the corresponding quarter last year. Net profit stood at 76 crore in Q3 FY25, including profit on sale of GMP as again 16 crore in Q3 FY24. Now moving on to 9-month FY25 numbers, the company reported a total income of 698 crores as against 536 crores for the last year, which is a growth of 30% year-on-year. For 9-month FY25, the EBITDA stood at 58 crores as against 61 crore the corresponding period last year, and the EBITDA margin is at 8%. Net profit stood at 93 crores in 9-month FY25, including profit on sales of GMP, as against 47 crores in the previous year. Overall, we achieved a net debt reduction from 124 crores as of June 2024 to 110 crores as of September 2024, and further to 104 crores as of December 2024, reflecting our commitment to strengthen the balance sheet. This consistent decline highlights our focus on prudential financial management and improving liquidity. In conclusion, our various initiatives are driving the company's growth effectively, backed by a healthy order book in the EPC segment and an upcoming project in the real estate segment, and a strong balance sheet that reinforces our financial and market position. We are confident about the road ahead and remain committed to leveraging our innovative solutions and dedicated team to deliver value and excellence for our stakeholders. With that, we open the floor for question and answer.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclic Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. So thank you for the opportunity. So I wanted to understand.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr. Madhur. I would request you to please use your handset.
Am I audible right now?
So your voice is very less.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Much better.
Yes. Yeah. Sir, I wanted to understand, sir, the majority of the finance cost that we have will be pertaining to the EPC division, is that right?
No, not really. I mean, we have a CC limit which is dedicated to the EPC business. That is, the drawdown is typically in the range of 60 to 70 crores on an average, and the rate of interest on that is about 10%. So that, you know, about 6-7 crores is directly to the EPC business annually. And also we would have, you know, short-term borrowing sometimes or interest that we might be paying on advances taken from our client on the EPC side. But not more than, 10-12 crores a year could be financial cost attributable to EPC business. The rest would be towards the real estate business.
Okay. So like 60-70% would go to the EPC side. So my question was, if I look at our PBT basis, we have done around 8%, and we have guided that we'll try to move to 8.5 to 9% by FY25 end. So I was trying to understand when can we expect this, because in 9 months there hasn't been much improvement in this 8 to 9%. So if you could just help me understand when can we reach this number.
See, to answer your question, if you look at that opening statement given by Mr. Santosh, that Till 9 months, there is no significant revenue and bottom line came from the real estate segment. What you are talking about, 8%, there is a blended EBITDA. So we are expecting some revenue, but from the very beginning, we kept on talking that this financial year, we are not expecting any significant contribution coming from the real estate. So as a real estate obviously having a higher EBITDA, so once that will keep on coming, the EBITDA margin will definitely likely to go up. But still, we hope that some more revenue is expected in the Q4 in the real estate. So it is likely to touch 8.5 to 9% by the end of the year.
Okay. So my understanding was, when I look at our segmental reporting that you have shown in our investor presentation, we've done around 72 crores in the EPC on the EBIT level, and 14 crores was the finance cost. So I was expecting that 10 crore would straight away, 10 to 12 crore would be from EPC segment, and that's why the 8% kind of margin. But all right, we can get that. Also, the next question was, there hasn't been any major order inflow post Q2 FY25, where you said that post the elections will get aggressive in getting order booking. So, so on that front, because we have given a very 1,500 crore order booking guidance. So on that front.
See, out of 1,000, what we are targeted, almost we are back more than 50%, more than close to 500 already we are back this year. And almost 2-3 order already are in the pipeline, which the tender has been submitted. And we are expecting, we are quite hopeful, putting our finger crossed, that we will get some more good result in the coming days. So,
yeah, so we have 2 more months. We are still very hopeful that another 500 crores we will be able to easily book in these 2 months. Worst case, you know, it might stretch to April, but we are on track to book more than 1,000 crores. We are now targeting 1,000 crores of fresh orders in the next 3-4 months itself.
Okay, so the 1,500 crore guidance, like maybe 1 or 2 months here and there, but we'll get to that 1,500 crore number.
Yes, we will get there. Yes.
Okay, got it. Sure. So just a final few questions from myself. So real estate sales have been very low for this like the 9 months of FY25 than what we had expected. So why is that? And the second question on real estate was, so the Mumbai property capex that was going to be incurred with QIP, but I think the QIP has lapsed. So how would we fund the Mumbai redevelopment as well as the power project?
See, you are right, as because already we keep on talking, the real estate revenue getting recognized only based upon the completion. So this year, we are not expecting any substantial completion, as because whatever the project are in the pipeline, that is all the way forward. So if you talk about the tower of Ascent in Karati and Coimbatore, one tower we are expecting. So that's why we are hopeful that the blended EBITDA will go up in the Q4. But rest is will keep on coming from the next year onwards. So next year onwards, it will be 100 crore plus kind of real estate, and way forward, it will be more than that. Quite a bit significant will keep on coming from FY26 onwards. In terms of the funding of this project, yes, you are right that initially that Bombay project, that both Santa Cruz redevelopment and power project, we are looking for the fund to be raised through QIP. But since at this market condition, we are not interested to go with the QIP. So that's why the fund, the net sale proceeds received from GMP has been majorly utilized to mitigate that amount. And whatever the shortfall, we are trying to raise interim fund through some term loan or something like that, which will be mitigated at an appropriate time. One, it will be very conducive to raise fund through equity mode. But as of now, to keep the continuity of the project, we'll raise some kind of short-term borrowing we'll do in between. But currently, it is majorly mitigated from the sales proceeds from the GMP.
Okay, got it. So, thank you, I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you. Yeah. The next question is from the line of Himanshu Upadhyay from Buckle Rock PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon. If we look at the debt position as on 31st December, it seems cash accretion has not happened on the, and it remains flattish 110 crore to 104 crore net debt. So the substantial amount of money, whatever we received, have we invested for the approvals in real estate? Would that be the case?
No, that is not the case. That's because if you talk about the cash and FD, which is majorly the FD is attributable to your bank guarantees margin money. So it is not the investment. It is a mandatory parking of the fund to get the bank guarantee.
No, I agree to that, but I am saying there has not been substantial accretion. So, total cash and bank balance was 122 crore at the end of September. It has increased to 125 crore. So the, whatever cash-
You're asking in line with the sale of GMP and the receipt of those funds?
Can you repeat?
No, we are not worried. We are not envisaging that, you know, our cash margin will keep, that cash will keep on increasing. That is not the case, no.
So what is the question?
Your question, what exactly you want to ask? Because, yes, September it was 122 crore, now it is 125 crore. What exactly you-
104, yeah.
No, so what I am saying is the cash, what we came from for GMP, around 100 crore.
Yeah, that has not been, that has not been included in the-
Approval land and everything?
No. So that 100 crore was, you know, in the bank during this period, I agree, as a lien mark. In our presentation, deliberately, we have not included that 100 crore as a cash balance. You will see it in the book. Our net debt will be seen as 4 crore in our official, you know, PNL balance sheet, but, we have not, in presentation, we have deliberately kept that aside because those funds have a specific utilization, which will happen over the next one, two months, and already happened in a significant way as of today, in terms of, you know, what we said in terms of we've given the allocations of those funds earlier as well. We did not want to show that in the presentation because then the net debt looks like 4 crore, which is not a real picture, it's a very short-term picture.
Okay. Okay.
So this 104 crore is without considering the 100 crore cash balance from GMP.
Okay. Okay. And on real estate, any developments further? Means in any timelines for the launches for both the Bombay projects?
Already we received the RERA for Om Sinar project, so the groundwork is very much on. Demolition is completed, the execution has been started, but we are coming back after a long time into Bombay, so we want to have an appropriate launch. So we are planning, we'll likely to do any time in the February, depending upon the right dates and everything. Rest are in progress. Powai is also we are expecting by another two, three months, as because what the EC meeting has been scheduled, somehow it has got delayed, which is beyond our control. So once the EC has been done, we'll go for the RERA. And the Prakash is also expected by another six to nine months, and maximum the horizon we are looking at. So plus, minus one, two months, we are very much on the track of this project. But one project is definitely getting already officially, we started booking, but official launch is likely to happen very soon. But, we since we got the RERA, everything is done and dusted now.
Any business development plans there or progress, what you are seeing in the market? Can you throw some light on both Pune and Bombay and the third market?
You are talking about the real estate or EC?
Yeah, real estate.
See, real estate, already couple of projects are in the pipeline. If you look at our presentation, already we are talking three projects in Bombay and two in Pune. So that is very much in the pipeline. We have, our major focus is to get this thing matured ASAP. But at the same time, we are in the different level of discussion with couple of JVs, both in Pune as well as in Coimbatore also, because since we are significantly present over there, and there is good amount of attraction with Vascon brand is there, so we are exploring some JVs in Coimbatore also. So it is very much on the track. Mumbai, as of now, these three we are primarily focusing, and once this is getting launched and cash flow keeps on coming, there are a couple of proposals are there, but we are exploring and evaluating depending upon the cash flow situation, all these things.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, a reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rushabh from Finovate Finance. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my question is, on the lines of the order book. So we have an order book of around 3,200. So just wanted to know the estimated completion timeline for these projects.
Three years. Hello?
Hello. Yeah, you're audible.
Yeah, three years. Typically, you can consider it as on an average, three years of extinguishing timeline.
Okay. So what will be the payment structure for these projects?
Payments are on monthly, work done will rest.
Understood. So my second question is on the line of the RERA approval received on the Saina project. Can you just provide an expected completion timeline and the estimated revenue for these projects?
So, see, now we're mixing real estate and EPC. Saina is a real estate project for us, and for that, our Vascon's share of top line, there, one second, is expected share of Vascon's top line is around 270 crores, considering today's sale rate. We have about 70,000 sq ft attributable to us. So that will be the top line. The execution timelines, as I said, the structure will get done in, you know, 2.5 to 3 years. So yeah, we can consider the next 2 to 3 years max as the execution timeline for the project. Mostly 2 years.
Great. Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rahul Jain from RJ Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Sir, are you still maintaining the 1,500 crores order book, you know, guidance for FY 2025, given that only one quarter remains and there were no new order bookings in the Q3?
Yeah. So, see, we have two orders which we have not received the paper yet. We haven't announced officially, but we are, you know, we have current order booking for the year, starting from April, is around 500 crores. We still have a 1,000 crore shortfall on that 1,500 crore target. But as I mentioned, you know, we are now aggressively in line to achieve that target. If not by March end, you know, maybe by April end, we should definitely be achieving that 1,000 crore target. We have targeted work. We are filling tenders, you know, a couple of tenders we've already filled. We hope to bag them. I mean, you know, so we're still bullish. May not be March end, but maybe April end, but this 1,500 crores will be booked.
Okay. And sir, what is the outlook for the-
500 is already booked.
Okay. And sir, what is the outlook for new EPC orders? And, you know, how is the bidding pipeline shaping up for the next few quarters?
Yeah, it looks good. Now that Maharashtra elections are over and things are settled, you know, we are now bullish on orders coming out in Maharashtra also, and with stability for the next 5 years, you know, we are happy to be engaging as much as possible in Maharashtra. It's easier for us to control projects here. So, we're focusing there as well. Having said that, you know, other places, we are also looking out for a couple of projects in Tamil Nadu, we are bullish on, couple in UP and Bihar area also. So things are looking positive for the next year. So once we touch this 1,500 target, then, you know, we will take next year's target, which is again another 1,200 to 1,500, so that for the next 3 to 4 years, our 20% EPC growth story, you know, can remain intact.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Jigar Shah from Elevate Research. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, I have just one question. With the recent establishment of GMP Technical Solutions and an expected net cash flow of around 100 crores, so how do you plan to allocate these funds between your real estate and EPC division?
It is not expected. It is already received, and, as we conveyed some time back, that majority of the fund is going to utilize for the real estate project in Mumbai, which is initially planned to be mitigated from the QIP, but since we are not coming up with QIP right now, so the GMP sale process majorly utilized to, pump in the required capital for three Mumbai projects.
Partly, yeah, about 10 to 15 crore towards EPC as well, to, you know,
create a collateral.
Got it. Got it. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next follow-up question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclic Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. So thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, I wanted to understand what is the status of our Baner project, and it was expected that the GMP proceeds were going to be used for this. So, status of that, how do we plan to fund it, and what will be the total CapEx required from our end on this project?
So this is initially planned that GMP sale proceeds was supposed to be utilized for the Baner Fashion project, and this is that point of time when we are aggressively going with the QIP. But since the QIP plan has already been dropped, so GMP sale proceeds is majorly utilized for the Mumbai project, which already we conveyed to you all also. But now Baner Fashion Ring Road also, we are in the process of the approval cycle. So that's why we talked about that, whatever the rest of the fund is required to keep the schedule of this launch and project is intact, so we'll need to raise some kind of short-term capital intermediately. And when the market will be positive and favorable, then we'll try to raise some more capital through equity mode and extinguish the short-term debts.
Okay. And sir, what would be the investment from our end on this project?
It will not be significant as because Pune is not that capital intensive as compared to Mumbai. But still it will be in the range of 30-40 crore kind of investment is required as because the project size is almost 1 million square feet.
Yes. So look, I mean, I couldn't get the number.
30-40 crores.
Okay, sir, so we'll invest 30 to 40 crore and we'll get 400 crore of expected sales value from that. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, got it. And sir, so majorly I think this will be a commercial project. So it seems that most of the real estate companies are moving towards a cash flow kind of a model where the cash flow from these commercial kind of real estate sustain their debt books as well as the interest payments. So do we plan to do some kind of that for this project, or do we plan to sell it out totally whenever this is launched? And what will be the launch timeline for this?
So up until now, you know, Westcon has not really held on to commercial assets. Our model has not been to, you know, sort of generate regular rental revenues for the company. I'm aware some of our peers are doing that as a model, but we've always felt that if we can encash our amounts and rotate it into the next project, you're probably adding more value than sitting on 8-9% rent. So as of now, we at the board level, you know, we do not have any big plans or intentions to hold commercial assets except to the extent that we need as collateral for our EPC business. But having said that, you know, the Banerwood project will take 2-3 years to finish. At that point of time, you know, whatever is the best strategy the market offers us, I think we'll take a call.
And so when do we start to start this construction? What would be the, in the next 6 months, can you start?
No, it is not next 6 months. We are not expecting to ground break before calendar year 2023.
Okay, so another 1 year would be minimum before this is
started. At least minimum 9 months you can assume. So that's why I talked about the calendar year. 2025 calendar year, it is
the number. Okay, got it. So there's a final question from my side. When I look at our real estate segment, so although we are launching new projects that are really attractive based on the margins, that double the margin of our EPC margin and the EPC segment. But so when I look at our investor presentation, we have some of our projects from 2018, as well as so that have not been sold. So what gives us confidence that we can sell new projects going forward when the real estate cycle has moved and still we are not able to sell our 2018 projects. So that is the worry that we have.
See, 2018, if you talk about 2018 onwards, real estate, whatever, if you segmental report, real estate always gives a better number. They can expect that affordable segment, affordable housing in Kadvi, that in Telegram. Affordable doesn't give that kind of margin what normally other project gives. So any other project, if you talk about the forest county, if you talk about the Tower of Ascent, most of these projects having a significant EBITDA margin. But if currently whatever the top line is coming, it is coming from the Kadvi only. So Kadvi is not going to improve the EBITDA or ratio significantly. But the rest of the project, definitely we have at least close to 18% kind of EBITDA minimum. That real estate.
Okay, got it. Sir, that is from my side. Just a final suggestion, sir. When we see insider and director selling their stakeholding in the open market in a downturn, sir, it's very, it gives a negative impression to the investor community that the company, is there something wrong with the company because even at such levels, the company, the directors are selling. So if you just make sure that it gets either reflected in their salaries or something else, So that was a suggestion from us. So thank you so much and all the best.
No, I couldn't get who is what is being sold. Which director is selling?
So the director share designated portion as well as director shareholding that is sold in the open market. So it was regarding that. So that gives a very negative impression to the investor community.
I don't know which specific this you're talking about. I am the only director on the board who gets to sell in the open market. And if you take my holding in the company, it has only increased. You understand, you know, I am also the CEO and I have access to ESOPs year on year that the company awards. And these ESOPs, including their tax liabilities, have to be purchased by me and paid for. And so whenever a round of ESOPs is available, you know, I am forced to sell a little bit of my old holding, but I end up buying more than what I sell. So overall, if you track my holdings, my holding in the company has only increased. And other than me, you know, the other directors either do not have holdings or are not selling. So
okay, got it.
Directors' holdings are not dropping in the company for sure.
Okay, got it. So thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kanak Shah from AK Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I just wanted to ask that, you know, with the 6-7 projects currently underway, when are they expected to be launched or completed? What kind of capital requirement are we looking for over here?
So already we, given that there is a capital requirement, still we need for 3 Bombay projects, more or less we have settled with the capital, some 2034 may be required, which is the shortfall from the QIP vis-a-vis the GMP sale process. That will raise, and apart from that, the Baner portion also we talked about 30-40 crore capital to be required. So all in all, we require 70 to 80 crore kind of capital to be raised in coming days depending upon the timeline of the project. And completion horizon is depending upon the, one second, it varies project to project. So both the redevelopment project, since it is G+8, the horizon is 24 month kind of thing, but other project will be 30 to 36 month kind of project. I mean, 100% maybe something more, little bit more, if it is almost a 1 million sq ft project.
All right. Okay. And, you know, looking ahead, what type of real estate projects are you planning to undertake? Like, will it be affordable category or luxury?
Not affordable. Normal, the residential for mid and little bit upper mid segment.
Okay.
Or commercial.
Okay. And is there a potential boom in the, you know, growth outlook in these segments, or do you think the other like luxury projects or so have some more scope?
Eventually now it is the mostly end user game, so there is a significant attraction is happening and sales are happening that so at least we are confident. Even the market report also suggests that this growth will be continued for at least next 4 to 5 years. Clear growth is there.
Okay. And last question that I have is, how do you see the competitive landscape evolving in both in, you know, EPC and the real estate segments? Like, are there any regulatory issues or market risks that could, you know, impact the growth or towards the project completion?
No, nothing new. As such, nothing is there.
Okay. So there are no risks or that, you know, regulatory, there are no regulatory issues that can impact the growth.
No regulatory.
I mean, nothing new that has cropped up. Of course, there are many regulatory issues to do with real estate, launching your project and the timelines that it takes. I would never say there are no risks. We're not getting EC for our second real estate project yet. Then we have to go for RERA. So all of that, but nothing new. These are all known constraints. Known risks, and nothing to worry about.
All right. Okay, that's all from my side.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Somnath Biswas for closing comments.
Uh, Once again, we thank all the investors for staying with us and hope we resolve your queries and all these things. If any further queries are there, you can be in touch base with either Stellar or Mr. Pankaj Jain, who is handling the relationship, investor relationship from our. And thank you. Wish you all the best for the coming futures. Hope the market will keep on improving now.
Thank you. On behalf of Vascon Engineers Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line.